happily joined in the studio by a guy you know, a guy you love, a guy who's on his own way out the door. Sheriff Rob Giordano is here. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Pat. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I feel like I should run that little piece of Blazing Saddles in the movie where they say, there's a new sheriff in town.
Not yet. Still the sheriff.
No, you're still the sheriff. I'm not going to argue with you about that at all.
But he is saddling up his horse.
He is. And he's got, in fact, I think he's got one foot in the stirrups at this point.
He does have one foot in the stirrups because I'm jumping off the other side.
That's right. God help that horse. But Sheriff Giordano, it's your last official week, right?
It is.
The 31st, your last official day.
31st at midnight, my term is up.
Yeah. And so it was it August? I think it was August 22nd. A couple of years ago.
August 22nd, 2017, I was appointed.
Yes, appointed by the Board of Supervisors. And then a couple of months later, literally all hell broke loose here.
68 days, actually.
68 days. That's 68 days. That sounds about right. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But as you embark on your next adventure, what do you want to tell the public about what you're doing next?
Well, you know what? I think I want to tell the public about what I did first, because I've never been so proud in my life to work with the men and women of the sheriff's office. This sheriff's office is very unique. I've worked other places. I've worked with lots of law enforcement agencies, and I am astounded at the dedication and the caring of the people that work there. And it's been absolutely rewarding to work beside them.
How many years in law enforcement, Rob?
29.
Didn't want to hold out for that 30th year, huh?
I think when I go out, I have to do the math. I think it might come out to 29.875 in the retirement book.
Okay. So okay. Well, that's pretty close. That is pretty close.
We'll see.
And yes, as we go back, and I appreciate you saying that about the rest of your team, because, man, it does take a village. I know that, to be sure. And we've had so much interaction, more than normal, of course, with the Sheriff's Department and with you personally, because of the fires breaking out in October of last year. And so I can attest to the fact that your team is on it in terms of making sure that the company or the community is apprised of what's going on at the time it's going on. And I think that transparency is one thing that the community admires most about you, that you brought to this particular team.
No, I really appreciate that. I will tell you that that is the future for government and law enforcement and the sheriff's office. And I know that Mark Essick, the sheriff-elect, totally gets that. He's philosophically behind that. I think what you're going to see, if the future will hold our communication all the time, because the reality of our world is that law enforcement used to be off doing its job and not communicating with the public a lot, and people didn't mind. But today, if we're not talking to you, we're not serving you. So you're going to see us more and more in the public face, because that is what law enforcement service is today.
Well, speaking of Facebook is one of the things that you utilized religiously since you came on board. And it is, you know, such a great way for the community to know what's going on, when it's going on, and to listen to the Sheriff's Department respond to that.
So, you know, there's a story behind that. Not a lot of people know it. I tell it a lot, but not a lot of people know it. And the reality is that four and a half, five years ago, we were wrestling with all the good work that the sheriff's office does, but the negative perception of law enforcement in the media. So we started looking at ways, why is that, right? Because we know what's going on the inside, and we know what this community saw during the fire. And that, frankly, that's a day-to-day thing for us. So the ability to communicate that, we saw that we were breaking down. So we started working towards better communication platforms. And the reality is, we hired an outside consultant who came to us and said, you need to start by building your social media platform. You have to communicate with people, but here's the big key. You don't have to just tell people things. You have to listen to people. So you can't just post on Facebook.
Oh, it's that two-way street.
Yes. Yeah. And it's so simple, right? But we weren't doing it. And she's like, you need to answer everybody's comments. And we started interacting with the public on Facebook. And now we're interacting with the public on Instagram and Nextdoor, and Twitter's coming up. And that is our society today, right?
Yeah, that's how we reach. Be a little careful with that Twitter thing, if you will. Because we're pretty responsible. You can go crazy there.
Yeah. We're responsible Twitters.
Yeah.
But that literally, the media consultant who's been with us ever since, and his work in every, is constantly developing our program, has helped us build a communications platform. And part of that platform are people like Spencer Crum, our press information officer, and Misty Harris, our community engagement liaison. Those two are exceptional at what they do, and they are responsible, along with our consultant, for building the communications team that we have today. And the other thing people don't know is we have 20 people in the sheriff's office that their job is communications on social media.
Yeah, so you better be good at it.
Yeah, so yeah. They work the street, do all these different things, but they're out there posting all the time, and that's how we communicate with people, and we reach a lot of people that way, more than we can reach in person, and that communication is everything. And it won't always be Facebook, right? The world is going to change.
Oh, every day. It'll be the next new thing.
Yep, and we're going to keep up with that and keep every way we can get to you, we will.
That's important. And as most of you were living here a year ago, October, then you know how vital the communication between Sheriff Rob and their sheriff's department and KSRO was during the advent of those fires and the weeks afterward. We couldn't have been able to, you know, to accurately broadcast what we were able to do without your assistance and consistent presence on these airwaves. So well, thank you for that.
You're very welcome, but thank you, because I take my hat off to KSRO and what you did, because it was so rewarding, because you gathered everybody and put the news out. And I've told you this before, but I'll make sure everybody knows this. When I got up in the morning to go to work and they're in the middle of fire, I turned on KSRO to see what was going on from the night before. And I have my people briefing me, but I wanted to hear what fire was doing, and I wanted to hear what the city was doing. And you constantly had people coming in here with all that information. You had all of the right people speaking and broadcasting. So it didn't matter whether I was at the computer or Facebook, I could get it all on the radio, and I appreciated that. And I think that teamwork is what one of the things that made this community so successful going through that.
Yeah, we have a lot of that in common, to be sure. And what, you know, how did you deal with, once everybody was out of danger and all of that stuff, you know, you were thrust into, you know, into the ether, and not just here in Sonoma County, but across the country. You were pretty much America's sheriff during what was going on to us. And so, you know, I know that you were pretty comfortable being able to do that, but what kind of an effect did that have on you, Rob?
It was pretty crazy. Yeah, it was very unusual. I will share with you that I am not your typical public face. At least I wasn't years ago. This job has taught me to be very public and able to communicate. Like, public speaking wasn't my thing. It's become my thing.
Yes, it has.
The job has taught me that over the years, has built that skill in me, because it's so important. And frankly, when you're a street deputy, you have to communicate with people well to solve the problems. That's what we do. We communicate. That's really what our job is. So I learned to communicate through that. This job taught me that. And I would never have believed I would be on national media at this point in my life 2 years ago. So yes, it was very different for me, but I will tell you that the community support in doing it was so rewarding. I really embraced it as, this is my job to go out and do this and make this happen. And the teamwork from the people in my office who were behind me, I may have been the face, but I was supported so well by the group behind me. I'm going to go back to Spencer and Misty and my media media consultant, because they literally drove everything. And then don't forget, the rest of the office was handling those fires.
Yeah, absolutely.
Clint Schubel, the assistant sheriff, ran that from an operational perspective, and he did such an amazing job. And all the deputies running into houses, the team really worked. And my job was to be in the media and be out front.
And you did a great job, and we counted on you. And I'm also happy, Sheriff, that you were able to make the announcement about the settlement with the Lopez family, and just within the last week, that was able to be done on your watch.
You know what? I tragic event, but I'm really glad I was able to finish that up, and other things. There's been a lot of things I've been able to finish in my term and to start with a fresh slate for Mark. And I really... there's nothing good about it, but it's nice to be able to move forward.
Moving forward is important, as we all know, well, to be sure. So what's next for Sheriff Rob?
So I'm going to do private government investigations. I'm going to be that outsider that comes into the government agency when they need an investigation done. And I think the best way to explain that to people is the most common thing we hear about today is there's an accusation of sexual harassment and they need somebody to come in and investigate that. And
someone independent.
Yes, thank you. Someone independent, right? Not from inside. You want to bring someone from outside. Well, I have years of investigative experience and years of administrative experience in government law and peace officer law. So it's a natural progression for me. I'm not done.
There's no question about that.
I'm not ready for pasture. I got lots to do. This career has been amazing for me. I'm just changing. I'm going to do different stuff, and I'm going to be out in the community.
Well, it's been a relationship that that we count on as a radio station. The community counts on too, and I will say, for me personally, it has been very rewarding to have the relationship that I do with you, and that the community does with you. I will say, and maybe you'll remember this, that our first conversation together on the air, when you were appointed by the Board of Supervisors, I had a little inside info then. And so at the end of that first conversation, I asked you about a nickname that you had rolling around the sheriff's department. And I remember he's looking at me with a dazed look right now.
I can't remember. I'm trying to remember which nickname.
I think the response was, how did you find out about that? But one of the things that Sheriff Rob was known for internally was the nickname Rainbows and Unicorns, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
You are correct. I still am today, just so we're clear. I have a very a sunny view of what the world's going to look like in the future. So, yes, I get the nickname Rainbows. Everything's going to be Rainbows and Unicorns for Rob.
Well, it was a very nice surprise for us as Sheriff of Sonoma County. Thank you for your service. We certainly appreciate that. And I look forward to our next conversation. Who knows what that's going to be about?
I love that thought. And thank you for everything and all you do for this community. And for everybody out there, follow your sheriff's office. Build a relationship with your sheriff's office. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Watch the new leadership team serve you. And thank you so much for having me.
Sheriff Rob Giordano on KSRO.